Good afternoon. I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 9 year C. Our readings today, 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 to 14. Psalm 30, Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 6, verses 1 to 16, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 11, and 16 to 20. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. His name is Mighty, and he is the Lord. His name is Creator, and he makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and he holds us in the palm of his hand. His name is Savior, and he died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and he can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and he is the one that we have come to worship. His name means he is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, when we come to worship, you call us to look in different directions. When we look up to offer hymns of adoration and praise you in prayers and bless your name, you direct our gaze within to the anger and selfishness there, and to the hurt and pain that our thoughtless words and deeds have brought to our neighbors. We know our need of your forgiveness. When we look within, you redirect our eyes to the needs of your world and the brokenness of those around us. When we come bearing the needs of the world, you direct us to bring our thanks for what we have received. Lord, when we come, you meet us, hold us, and lift our eyes to see your glory. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 243. When all thy mercies, O my God. We pray the collect for proper nine, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Chosen by God. Chosen by God. Elisha was chosen by God to be the successor of the prophet Elijah. He was honored to see Elijah being taken up into heaven, and so he received a double share of the spirit that was in Elijah. Elisha picked up the coat that Elijah dropped, and he would use it to part the waters of the River Jordan to demonstrate that indeed he was chosen by God to be the new prophet of Israel. In today's reading from 2 Kings chapter 5, we see Elisha being used by God to bring healing and wholeness to one of Israel's occasional enemies. The writer tells us that Naaman, a foreigner, is the commander of the army of Aram, a nation often at war with Israel. 1 Kings chapter 20. Naaman suffers from leprosy. His wife's maidservant, an Israelite, captured on one of Naaman's campaigns against Israel, tells her mistress that there is a prophet in Israel who has the power to cure her master's leprosy. When Naaman learns about this, he seeks the king's permission to travel to Israel. Since prophets were generally in the king's service, the king of Aram writes to the king of Israel requesting healing for Naaman. He is asking that the king of Israel gives permission for his prophet to heal Naaman. As a token of his gratitude, the king of Aram sends a very generous offering of gold, silver, and garments. However, the king of Israel misinterprets the letter and offering. He interprets it as a source of pretense by the king of Aram to go to war against Israel, and so in anguish and grief, he tears his royal garments. Elisha receives word of the request and admonishes the king of Israel for not recognizing that there is a genuine prophet in Israel, a prophet able to heal by the Spirit of God. Naaman is sent to the prophet Elisha and goes to the prophet's house. He expects Elisha to come out, do some ritual, and pray for his healing. However, Elisha does not even come out to see him. He sends his instructions by a servant. Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. 2 Kings 5, verse 10. Naaman becomes angry. He sees Elisha's action as disrespect and a challenge to his honor. However, one of Naaman's servants, a wise individual, suggests that his master should follow the instructions of the prophet. Naaman reluctantly complies, and his skin is restored. He is now clean. Naaman exclaims in joy, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 15c. God calls, God commissions, God sends. Elisha, by the power of the Spirit of God, could give an enemy of Israel healing and wholeness, and bring him into a relationship with the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the one true God. In our gospel today, Jesus has called 12 to be apostles and given them authority and power to proclaim the kingdom by healing disease and driving out demons. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. He calls 70 disciples and gives them the same instructions. After this, Luke writes, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus points out to them that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Jesus gives them very clear instructions. They are to take nothing for the journey. No bag, no purse, no sandals. When they are welcomed in a town, they are to cure the sick and announce that the kingdom of God has come near. He warns them that he is sending them out as lambs in the midst of wolves. If therefore they are rejected, they are not to respond with anger and violence. They are not to heal anyone and let the people know that they have missed the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, the 70 go out. They return and excitedly report to Jesus that they were successful. "Lord," they said, "in your name, even demons submit to us." Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Jesus affirms them and cautions them not to rejoice in their ability to wield this power and authority. Instead, they should rejoice because they have a place in the kingdom of God. Today, Jesus has called us to go and spread the good news of God's kingdom. We have received the gift of the Holy Spirit at our baptism. We have been chosen, called, and commissioned, and we are required to go and make disciples. We must acknowledge that in today's world, the harvest is still plentiful. But the laborers need not be few if all who acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God and the Savior of the world respond to the call by God to spread the good news of the gospel. The songwriter says, "They will know we are Christians by our love." As we strive to live by the Spirit of God, we will be endowed with all the love we need to help others to experience God's love through our words and actions. Having been chosen, called, and commissioned by Jesus for this special task in the world, we have a responsibility not only to recognize our gifts, but develop them and use them to influence others for good and for God. Like the 70 chosen by Jesus, we must be aware of the importance of our task. We must be aware that we have the authority and power to help others to overcome the demons of disbelief, anger, violence, depression, loneliness, and lovelessness, all of which reside in abundance in our society today. God's love, which will flow through us, will enable us to conquer all. So let us learn from Elisha and from the 70 disciples of Jesus. We too have been chosen, called, empowered, and commissioned for an essential task for God. Will we do that task where we are, with the authority and power given to us by God? Will we experience the doubt which comes from never responding to the call? Or will we experience the joy of success? Amen. Let us pray. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Lord, you bid us proclaim peace and announce your kingdom. Strengthen your church for this ministry in your name. Send laborers with the necessary gifts to gather people to worship and grow in your grace. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Lord, you invite your followers to set light to material possessions. Turn us from perpetual grasping for wealth and status. Give to all who guide the state of wisdom to shape the common good after your judgment. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Lord, you declare that workers deserve fair pay for their labors. May all find an outlet for their gifts and contribute to the well-being of society. Give courage to all who strive for fair conditions of employment. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Lord, you sent out disciples to cure the sick, bind up our wounds of body, mind, and spirit. Give hope in suffering and bring us all to rejoice in your rich bounty. Lord, your love extends beyond length of days. Reach into the depths of our sorrow and raise us to the brightness of your new day. Restore life where it has been lost and bring us to the joy of your eternal kingdom. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forever. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 387, To God Be the Glory. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to conk the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace, Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. And may the joy of the Lord Jesus fill our souls. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and abide with you always. Amen. We just want to remind you that we are still in the pandemic, and so we remind you to worship God every day, to wash your hands at least 20 seconds with soap, to wear your mask, and to watch your distance. We pray that you will have a very rewarding and productive, spirit-filled week. And we end with Power in the Blood.
Victory win. There is one working power in me.